The Bush administration is expected to announce soon whether it will permit government funding for human embryonic stem cell research. Today, there's a study concerning animal embryonic stem cells. Goats, sheep, cows, pigs, and mice have been cloned successfully. The success rate is low, and there have been lingering doubts about the health of cloned animals. Many are born with birth defects, and others develop health problems later in life. In the new issue of the journal Science, researchers describe what may be causing some of these problems. NPR's Joe Palca reports.
The debate over human cloning has prompted an outcry from the scientific community. Developmental biologist Rudolf Janisch has been warning that cloning any animal, including humans, has risks associated with it that may not be detectable at birth. Janisch and his colleagues at the Whitehead Institute in Cambridge, Massachusetts, studied cloned mice to see if all their genes were working properly.
We looked at a certain class of genes which are known to be involved in fetal growth regulation. These are called the imprinted genes. And what we found was sort of surprising that of 6 imprinted genes we analyzed, there was almost not a single pup that expressed all 6 genes correctly.
That is, when Janisch and his colleagues compared the clone mouse pups with normal mouse pups, the imprinted genes in the clone pups behaved incorrectly, or to put it in scientific terms, the genes had abnormal expression.
Animals don't die, although they have abnormal gene expression, but they develop to birth and beyond, but they are not normal. And I think the very important conclusion from this is even cloned animals that appear normal and develop to apparently normal adults may not be. They might have subtle gene defects which just don't cause an overt abnormality so they would die early.
And these subtle defects may be what's causing the obesity and other serious health problems seen in older cloned animals. In addition to studying gene expression in the clone mice, Janisch and his colleagues looked at a related question. What happened to gene expression in mouse embryonic stem cells? Embryonic stem cells are those very basic cells derived from embryos that can turn into any kind of cell in the body, and the hope is to use them to repair tissue damaged by human diseases. Here again, Janisch found tremendous variability from one stem cell to another in the way these imprinted genes were expressed. And that variability could have important implications for the field of human embryonic stem cell research, since it might make it hard to predict how these stem cells will behave. Developmental biologist Hans Schuller of the University of Pennsylvania thinks it won't be that big a deal.
I think it's just something you should keep in mind, that there will be probably variations in expression levels, but these things I had expected from what has been published before already.
Schuller says he thinks with careful attention to the conditions in which stem cells are grown, it may be possible to avoid this problem. Schuller says the really important implications of Janisch's work are for human cloning.
With stem cells, I don't have a problem. With human and animal cloning, you see that these are the problems one has to look at, and that's why this is another important paper in this respect.
True believers in human cloning aren't likely to be dissuaded by this new data, but it should solidify the consensus in the scientific community that attempting to clone a human is a risky idea. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.